I'm Tom Rowe in Acro with the WGXC Daily News for Friday, July 7th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that Columbia County Sheriff Don Krapf says the corrections officers he oversees can cooperate with federal immigration agents, but the law enforcement officers he oversees cannot. Krapf sent the Times Union a lengthy statement on his conflicting policy after an incident last month when two members of the Board of Supervisors and Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson waited outside the sheriff's office for a man who did not emerge from the building at his release time. Johnson and Hudson 3rd Ward Supervisor Michael Chimides were eventually told he was no longer there, as Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers had taken him away. Krapf had previously announced a non-cooperation policy with ICE, but now his officers were cooperating. But Krapf claims he was only cooperating partially, saying, quote, "The extent to which DCJS shares data with federal authorities is unknown to me, but I can state confidently that my office did not notify ICE of this individual's presence in the Columbia County Corrections Facility," unquote. So now Krapf is saying that the non-cooperation policy does not apply to his office's corrections division, only the deputies he oversees. Supervisor Chimides said, quote, "The interpretation that the policy only applies to part of the sheriff's office is a surprise to me, and it's confusing. If you look at the policy itself, it says the sheriff's office. If you look through the document it was part of, it defines the CCSO as having multiple divisions, and it describes the policy as being CCSO policy. So I haven't seen any prior information implying the policy was only geared toward the law enforcement division," unquote. Krapf's written policy says, quote, "The Columbia County Sheriff's Office has a welcoming and inclusive policy towards immigrants in Columbia County," unquote, and, quote, "The Columbia County Sheriff's Office does not actively participate in immigration enforcement," unquote. Columbia County Sanctuary Movement co-founder Brian McCormick said, quote, "The policy very clearly states it's for the Columbia County Sheriff's Office. It does not specify it's for a particular subset of employees," unquote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports that the Mellon Foundation is giving a $2 million grant to support Tanya L. Kaori, a commissioned artist and guest co-curator at the Fisher Center and a distinguished artist in residence at Bard's College's Theater and Performance Program. A press release from the local college said, quote, "El Kohori's live art engages the audience in close encounters with narratives drawn from the political realities of borders, displacement, and the state violence. The grant will support her live art production and touring, her scholarly and artistic research, and her curatorial work at the Fisher Center," unquote. El Kohori said in the press release that, quote, "The grant will allow me to further pursue my artistic and curatorial practices, deepen my experimentation with new models of collaboration and institution building, and reflect on my trajectory as an artist working in the intersection of politics and research," unquote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that a few members of the public can get a rare glimpse at the world's oldest fossil forest in Cairo next week. On July 15th, Dr. Robert Titus leads a lecture on the origin story of Cairo's fossil forest at the Cairo Public Library, followed by a visit to the nearby site. Titus is a professor of geology at Hartwick College. In 2019, a research team led by faculty at Binghamton University and Cardiff University in the United Kingdom identified the site as the world's oldest fossil forest. The site is owned by the town of Cairo, and a small fence is guarding it. The lecture and tour is presented by the Cairo Historical Society and is limited to 99 people. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.